Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that way too many people brush off: water pump issues and cooling system problems. Now, you might have heard someone say, "Don't worry, it's only water." But I'm here to tell you that this kind of thinking can lead to some serious trouble. So what's really at stake when it comes to your car's cooling system? Let's break it down. First off, why are water pumps actually dangerous? Well, let me explain. When your water pump starts to fail, it's like having a ticking time bomb under your hood. That pump is what keeps coolant circulating through your engine, and without it, temperatures can spike faster than you'd think. If you see coolant leaking, hear a whining noise from the pump area, or notice steam coming from your radiator, your engine is sending you a clear warning. It's heating up dangerously. And here's the kicker. Coolant isn't just water. It's toxic, and even lethal if ingested. It might smell sweet, which attracts pets and wildlife, so if you spill any, you need to clean it up right away. Ignoring these signs, that only water mindset could cost you thousands in engine repairs. Now you might be wondering, what do you need to get the job done right? Let's talk tools and parts. You can't just wing it with whatever's lying around. You'll want a ratchet and socket set, a torque wrench, make sure it's calibrated, brake cleaner, a large drain pan, and a few specialty tools like a belt tensioner tool and a pulley holding tool. When it comes to parts, you'll need a new water pump, a new gasket, never ever reuse the old one, and fresh coolant. Water pump prices can range from about $30 for budget parts up to $150 for OEM stuff. Trust me, going with quality brands like Eisen, Gates, or Bosch is worth it. That cheap pump might save you $20 now, but if it fails in 6 months, you'll be right back where you started. Now, let's not forget about safety. This isn't just a casual DIY project. You're working with toxic chemicals and hot metal, so safety goggles are non-negotiable. You'll also want chemical-resistant gloves, long sleeves, and pants. Trust me, cooling on your skin isn't a good time. And remember, never remove the radiator cap or work on the cooling system while the engine is hot. We're talking serious burns here, so let that engine cool down completely. But wait, there's more to consider. Let's talk about common mistakes that can ruin your day. One major blunder is not securing the pulley before removing the water pump bolts. If that pulley spins while you're loosening bolts, you could end up damaging threads or stripping bolt heads. Use a pulley holding tool or have someone hold the pulley for you. Another key point: cleaning the mounting surface. You need that area spotless. No old gasket material, no dirt, and no oil. Use a plastic scraper to avoid gouging the metal, then finish off with brake cleaner. If you leave any debris, your new gasket won't seal, and leaks will follow. Over-tightening bolts is another common issue. You'll want to stick to around 14 newton meters of torque, or about 10.3 foot-pounds. Crank them down too hard, and you risk warping the pump housing or crushing the gasket. Always check your vehicle's service manual for exact torque specs. So what does this really cost you? Well, doing it yourself can save you a ton of cash. You're looking at anywhere from $80 to $200 for parts and maybe 2 to 4 hours of your time. Shops might charge you anywhere from $300 to $550 depending on their labor rates and parts markup. By doing it yourself, you could save anywhere from $200 to $300. Before I wrap up, let's address a few frequently asked questions. A common one is about signs of a botched water pump installation. If you see coolant leaks, your engine overheats, or you hear strange noises, that's a red flag. Always check for air pockets after installation, as they can cause overheating too. So what should you take away from today? Remember, ignoring water pump issues can lead to major problems down the line. Always prioritize safety. Use the right tools and double-check everything before you call it a day. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.